Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in non-participant primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-participant primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote. I have already voted by an absentee mail ballot.
The first one.
I'm definitely going to vote. Thank you.
Yep.
Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I'll vote by mail with an absentee mailing ballot. I will vote early in a person at the designated early voting location.
Early voting location, in person.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Richard Prashnik?
Unknown.
Cindy Lerner?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
And Raquel Regalado?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny Cid, Miguel Quintero, Eddie Rojas, Shlomo Dasinger, Carlos Garin, Alexander Otaola, or Daniela Levine Cava?
Cava.
Thank you. Would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, with the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prashnik?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. Would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions? Yes or no?
Yes.
And what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
It did not make a difference.
Thank you. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner, about her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well?
More likely.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would have to say liberal, but that's really not a demographic question.
Okay. And what is the last rate of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. So, excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. We appreciate your opinion, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.